Life is often about connections, whether physical, emotional, or even talking about transportation. The better connected we are, the more people seem to prosper and improve. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the Executive Director of Metro Matters, also a Washtenaw County Commissioner, Conan Smith.
Hey, Lisa.
Big day for a master transportation plan. Tell us about that.
Yeah, really exciting. For about the last year and a half, the four-county region of Wayne, Washtenaw, Macomb, and Oakland counties have been going through a process with our new regional transit authority to develop a new reliable regional rapid transit plan. And we released that today for public comment.
And how did that go?
Hundreds of people came to the turnout, which is pretty amazing given the subject matter is not all that exciting, you might think. But it was high energy, and the plan itself, as they unveiled it, was incredibly impressive. They did an excellent job.
Can you give us some of the highlights?
Sure. So our big challenge in Metro Detroit is connecting the counties themselves. Mm-hmm. So Ann Arbor to Detroit, Pontiac to Detroit, Pontiac to Sterling Heights. We have really good transit systems that are more local. So, for example, here in Washtenaw County, we have the RIDE. In Detroit City, they have DDOT, and then the SMART system covers the other suburban counties. A lot of people have trouble crossing those county borders,
right,
though. And this plan is really focused on making sure that we are a truly interconnected region.
What's involved in the plan?
So I think there are some big highlights that people will be really excited about, particularly here in Washtenaw. We've been working for more than 20 years to get reliable commuter transit between Detroit and Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Wayne, the airport, Dearborn, and downtown Detroit. So 8 cars a day when it's
what kind of, you say it, are we talking about buses or trains?
This is rail.
Rail,
yeah,
okay.
This is the train. So
I just wanted to clarify that.
Put your feet up, sack out for
the
45-minute trip downtown, and when you get there, either for a ball game or for work or whatever business you might have, it's a much better way to travel than being stuck in the car on the highway.
You mentioned that this has been in the works and been talked about for a couple of decades, has it?
Yeah. So this is kind of fun. my first job out of college, I got hired up at the House of Representatives, and I was put to work on transportation policy, and I wrote some press releases about Lansing to Detroit rail. Then I worked with the Michigan Environmental Council for 6 years on what then became Ann Arbor to Detroit Rail after they dumped the Lansing-Ann Arbor section. And then here at Metro Matters and on the county board, I've been at both organizations since 2005, and I've been working on that entire time, too, another 10 years. So it's been literally 20 years that I personally have been working on this, and even longer for some of the other advocates.
So what's going to make it stick this time?
Well, for the first time, we have a public engagement strategy that built the plan. So previous plans were a couple of powerful people got in the back room and said, hey, we need A, B, C, and D. Let's go do it. And it really didn't have the community feel to it, right? This time, they did more than 120 public meetings. Thousands of citizens were engaged in this process, and the elements of the plan that elevated to the top, I think, really do have the citizens' buy-in as priority. Now, proof's in the pudding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So come November, there's going to be a ballot proposal for us to tax ourselves to fund this system.
Is that finalized?
So not yet. We'll get 30 days to comment on this plan before it goes back to the Regional Transit Authority Board of Directors. And then in mid-July, that board will formally adopt the plan and place a millage on the ballot. And we expect that millage to be 1.2 mils, or about $8 a month for the average household across the region.
That's a good way to put it. Conan Smith, Washtenaw County Commissioner, Executive Director of Metro Matters, and we're talking about the new RTA Transportation Master Plan that was unveiled today. It was endorsed by both the mayors of Ann Arbor, Christopher Taylor, and Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds, was it not?
Yeah, and it's very exciting to have the support of those key political leaders. Our cities are the hubs for this entire transit system, so knowing that the political leadership here, the community leadership here is enthusiastic about it, bodes very well for that election in November. We need to make sure more people know what's in this plan, what it can do for them, what it can do for our communities, and get people to turn out in November.
You said the plan has evolved, and when we hear about Southeast Michigan, we usually hear about the big three counties. How did Washtenaw County get involved in this?
We have here in Washtenaw County really the hub of higher education, and I think when you look at prosperity for Southeast Michigan, you can't exclude the fact that we have Eastern Michigan University, the University of Michigan, Cleary College, WCC. You know, if you're talking higher ed and that's the future of our economy, Washtenaw County is critical. Now, we bring in students from all over the world right here to Washtenaw County, but because we're so disconnected from Metro Detroit proper, those students come here, get that experience, and then go off around the world. They don't stick here. So in thinking about how do we start to rebuild the Southeast Michigan economy in a way that is sustainable and will continue to grow, we know that higher education is a critical part of that. We also know that we got to give the young people who come here to get that higher education, the experience of Detroit. So that's what started the conversation. They want a big city to live in. Ann Arbor and Ipsy, we're not big cities, right? We're small towns by and large. They can get that big city experience down the road in Detroit if we can give them easy access to it.
What about bringing jobs into Washtenaw County?
Now, that is really cool, too. In Washtenaw County, 60,000 people cross the county border every day, either leaving to go to work in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, or coming in. And it's more people coming in than going out. So, like, that's crowding up the highways. Anybody who spent any time on M14 or I-94 at rush hour right now really feels this pain. If we can get more of those people using public transportation, because let's face it, like, if you're coming to work at the hospital, right, you get in there, you spend your eight-hour day inside the hospital complex, either at St. Joe or at U of M, you don't really need your car during the day. If we could push people there, we can get some of that traffic off the road and really accommodate the jobs that we have here.
We're almost out of time, but I just want to know, what will this look like? Where is there space for rail cars to travel between the counties?
So we're going to use the existing rail line, so partnering with the current owners and the operators like Amtrak on that line to make sure that we have access to it for commuter rail. But there are a couple other key parts to this plan that I think are really exciting. One is what they call bus rapid transit. So we'll be building dedicated lanes for bus traffic between Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti.
On the freeway?
No, this will be probably along Washtenaw Ave.
Oh.
So this is about a 6 or 7 year plan, but a dedicated lane there with signal prioritization so those buses can like speed right down between our two cities, connecting those jobs and those people really well.
And what is the time frame? When will we, does the millage, is it predicated on the millage being approved?
It is predicated on the millage being approved. So it's a 20-year millage. It's a almost $2.5 billion investment. But every element in the plan would be built out in the first 10 years. 10 years from now, we could have one of the best transit systems in the nation.
Conan Smith, Washtenaw County Commissioner, Executive Director of Metro Matters. Thank you for keeping our listeners informed here on 89.1 WEMU. Come back and keep us up to date.
This has been great. Thank you very much.